Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our final segment with Chris Hoke here on Cookin' Joe. Hokie, are the Steelers the best team in the NFL right now?
Are the Steelers the best team in the NFL right now? I've got to put them up there. They're 9-0. They're beating everybody they put in front of them. They just come off a big win against the Bengals in a very decisive fashion. I have to put them at the top of the list right now. Absolutely.
Where do you factor in the Chiefs? I still think the Chiefs are a better team until proven otherwise. You know, that offense is virtually unstoppable, although I think the Steelers' defense is better than them. How do you rate those two?
Well, I think, again, it's subjective. Everybody can argue both ways, Cookie. I think it's a 1A, 1B, 1B, 1A. I mean, they're two, but they did lose, right? And Steelers haven't lost yet. I think that the Steelers have a good enough front to get pressure, hopefully, on Patrick Mahomes. I think that the offense it has an ability. These weapons that Ben Roethlisberger has, these receivers, these are special receivers. You watch Deontay Johnson last week, 6 catches for 116, and I don't think he's the best receiver on the team, but how special that was. Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Washington, Ebron, when he get to throw here or there for critical third down conversions. I mean, Ben's got a lot of weapons at his disposal, arguably better weapons than the Chiefs. So I see the Steelers going toe-to-toe and possibly winning the game. I'd like to see him playing at home, not in Kansas City, though, at Arrowhead.
Who is the Steelers' best receiver, in your opinion? Who's the number one guy?
I'll tell you what. I think if you look at it, don't take years in the league, years of service in the NFL. To me, it's Chase Claypool. The guy, to me, he's a game changer. He can take the top off your defense. And he can also, he has 9 touchdowns this year. He could take over a game, and it's taking nothing away from Deontay Johnson, nothing away from Juju. I think they both are very good receivers, and could be number one receivers somewhere else. And here, they have the number one receivers here. So they got 3 young guys that are really, really good. But if you were to twist my arm, I'd say Chase Claypool.
Hey, how about ESPN yesterday ranking the top rookies in the league, and they did not have Claypool among the top 10, and we're trying to figure out how in the world that could be.
Haven't we know for years there's been a Steeler bias, right? People love to hate the Steelers, Steeler Nation always writes it all. And so I think the Steeler, what are we talking about? The reality is this, man, nobody likes it when a team's always winning. And they struggled last year, but for the most part, Steelers have been a team that's been on top for a long time. So look at a guy like Chase Claypool, and he may not be the sexy pick, but I believe that should be right there at the top of the list.
You agree, Ron? There's an anti-Steeler bias out there?
I'd agree with Hokie on these type of awards, but I think definitely when it comes to the Hall of Fame voting, there is. People are a little bit fatigued of putting Steelers in, Joe. I believe that.
Well, that's an entirely different subject because there's so many Steelers in. To me, that's different than saying, like, ESPN would have an anti-Steelers bias or other media outlets.
How do you not put Chase Claypool in there? How do you not?
Because they're idiots. Because they're idiots. That's why. I don't think they sit there and think, we're going to screw over the Steelers here. I don't know what they're watching. I don't know how he couldn't be in the top 3 of rookies out there. But let's not forget, the Steelers haven't been to the playoffs. When you say they're on top, they haven't been to the playoffs in 3 years. They have 3 playoff wins since Tebow. 3 playoff wins since Tebow. So right now they're on top at 9-0, but, man, it's been a while.
Yeah, but they've been good. I mean, yeah, they haven't won a lot of playoff games. They've gone to the playoffs, though, with a great record. I mean, look at those. I mean, they get beat in the playoffs, and that's another story we could talk about another time. But the reality is that how do you overlook a guy who's had the impact that he's had on the Steelers. 9 touchdowns, two just a couple days ago before they came out with this list, and to not even recognize him on this list is absurd.
We got Hokie wound up there,
that
Joe.
That part
you
I agree with.
We got Hokie wound up here.
Phyllis. Yes, I like Hokie wound up. Let's wind him up a little more. What level of threat are the Jags this weekend?
Well, listen, they're down. They got this young quarterback who, he's in trouble this weekend because they're going to do exactly what they did to Joe Burrow in the second half. They're going to have him confused. Doesn't have the same pedigree as Joe Burrow. I don't think he has the experience coming out of Oregon State versus coming out of LSU and playing against that talent. I'll tell you one bright spot. Coach Tomlin wasn't joking when he was talking about James Robinson. This guy's a legit running back. He's an undrafted free agent. Over the last, he's had 3 games in a row. The last 3 games where he's had 99 or more yards rushing, he has the 5th most rushing yards in the NFL right now. And he's an undrafted free agent. And you look at him, this guy, he's explosive. He's elusive. He's tough. He's a tough runner. And so they're going to present a challenge for the Steelers to get the line up and stop the run.
Hokie, do you see a big win, though, this week? What's your prediction here?
I don't see a big win because I just see the Steelers going down there. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, with all the problems they have and all the struggles they have, when you look at over the last, they almost beat in week 2 the Tennessee Titans. They almost beat last week the Green Bay Packers, the 7-2 Green Bay Packers, right? And they've played teams very, very tough. And so I think they're playing at home. Last week coming off a tough loss against the Green Packers in Green Bay. I believe that they'll play inspired football. And Coach Tomlin's right. They're going to get every team's best effort from here on out. Their best effort. They're going to give them everything they got. You saw it last week against the Bengals. I really think that the Steelers are going to get the Jaguars' best at home, and it's going to be a battle. They're going to come out victorious and win, but it's not going to be a walk-away win like it was last week when the Steelers won, 36-10?
What have you seen on tape from this quarterback, Jake Luton?
I see a guy who makes good throws at times and makes errant throws another time. He's very inconsistent, but he's not bad. He's not bad. I mean, listen, we've seen guys come in and make throws against these Steelers. They've got to get pressure on him. If they don't get pressure on him, which I expect they will, I mean, they've given up. If you look at right now, the Jaguars, I mean, they've given up, 28 sacks in the NFL right now this year, number 27 in the NFL. They've given up a lot of sacks. If the Steelers can get pressure on him consistently, he'll throw them the ball. But if let him sit back there, you're going to see another Garrett Gilbert, I suspect. That they've got to get pressure on him and get him uncomfortable and make him make mistakes.
Joe, I know we're running out of time, man. Time flies when you're having fun, but I got to ask Hokie. I'm starting to see these stories about, is it possible that Brigham Young could end up getting in the national tournament to play for the national title? Hokie, I'm assuming you're all for that, aren't you?
I am all for that. You know, it's interesting because I look at the team and they're blowing out every team they play, but the best team they've played is Boise State. That was 21 at the time, playing with their third string quarterback. They go down to play, I think, South Alabama this weekend. And so we really don't know how good they are, but they are good. They got a legit first round quarterback in Zach Wilson. He makes phenomenal throws and has a strong arm. They got a huge offensive line. And that can protect him. They got good receivers. I just don't know how we would match up. Think about it. Can we play one game good against an SEC team? Maybe. Can we play in the SEC week in and week out? Heck no.
Hokie, you're a wonderful man. We enjoy this hour every week.
Sure enjoy it too, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
See you, Hokie. Have a good
we'll
weekend, man.
Week.
We'll look forward to you on KDK TV with our good friend Bob Pompeiani.
Thanks, brother.
When will we talk to Hokie next week, huh? The game's on Thanksgiving, Ron. What's going on here?
We got to work on that. Maybe we can do Wednesday instead. We'll have to figure that out.
We'll talk offline. We'll figure that out.
All right. Definitely want to have you going into the Baltimore game. What a week that's going to be.